cartoons and stuff, trying to like come up with some sort of references. Almost Ablaze.
Okay.
It's, you know, from Fire on the Mountain. Yeah. Almost Ablaze, so you don't feel the heat. You know, it's a dead reference, but like it's not like too like...
Not too super, like in your face,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's kind of laid back.
And you know, because you know, it's this is like almost a dead podcast, yeah. But we talk about a lot of other things.
It's a music podcast. It's a lifestyle podcast,
exactly.
Is really what it is.
I agree. So, I mean, it's an idea. What do you think?
I like it. What is it again? It's
Almost Ablaze.
Almost Ablaze. I like that. What could we do for a little picture? I mean, it could just be us chilling in the studio.
Maybe.
But like,
I don't know,
because I don't know if we can use like a dead image
maybe
for two
if,
reasons.
Like, maybe if we literally draw like a fire on the mountain or something.
We could.
If we get like, if you know any like artists or anything.
I was going to say, I might be able to figure something out. Are you an artist? Do you draw?
Oh,
yeah,
I
me
can't.
Neither.
I wish I could. I really wish I could.
I was a poser in high school. I would draw like pictures of like Naruto and stuff like that. Didn't last long.
I wish I could draw.
Yeah, I see artists. I mean, I wish I could do it casually, but the friends I know who draw, that's just their life.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
they just draw all the time.
There's a bunch of folks in my dorm and just people I know everywhere, you know, you see some of the things they're drawing, it's like, wow.
I know.
I really wish I could do that.
They just do it 24/7. I remember I was hanging out with one of my friends a couple nights ago and she just pulled out a canvas. She was like, do you want one? I was like, yeah, sure. Like, what am I going to do with it? And she just starts painting and I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I'm just hanging out here doing nothing.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, people who have that natural ability.
Yeah, I guess it's the same with music, though, too.
Yeah.
If you can play, you're just always playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people like me, I'm just watching people play, and I'm perfectly happy with that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, luckily I've been staying sane up here playing a lot more piano than I've usually done, so, you know, that's good.
Yeah,
so.
where do you play piano at? Just in your room? Or?
I go to the music department. They
got
a bunch of pianos
room.
With the, you know, in the practice rooms and stuff.
I know friends who are music majors, and they just live in that building.
Oh, yeah. Never I mean, it's a good building. They have this giant, like, old Lowry organ in there.
Really?
Oh, my God, it's wild.
Interesting.
It's so cool.
My friend is an organ player. He's actually the program director here. Have you met Zach yet? He's got, like, blonde hair.
I might have.
Probably not. He kind of hides around here, but... He is an organ player. He's good, too. It's his instrument of choice.
Nice.
He told me he has this one organ at home. It's like a 1970s. I don't know the brand.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. You know, it's like a, basically like, it's just like a vintage thing. And he told me a story where I won't get into specifics.
Sure.
Basically, he ended up throwing up on the piano. I'm sure you can assume why. Just all over it and broke it. So it doesn't work anymore.
That must have been an interesting night.
Yeah. I feel... It's too bad. It doesn't work anymore, but it's beautiful just to look at.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, too, because, like, I was able to sneak down into the basement of the music department, which you can't do unless you're a major, but, you know, I hopped in the elevator with some folks going down there.
Yeah, it's like, you know, what are they going to do, kick
you out? And they had, I'd hope not, but they had, like, rooms down there with, like, full-on grand pianos. And
really?
Getting to play those was like, wow.
That's crazy. Yeah. What's it called? My brother goes to a different school for music production.
Cool.
And literally in every classroom, they just have, like, this grand piano. They're just chilling in there.
Yeah, you know, as a music thing, piano is the basis of everything.
Yeah.
That's what I've found.
Definitely.
You know? It's not my first instrument, but it certainly, you know, helped me a lot with my knowledge of music.
I was listening to a lot of piano players, junior year last year.
Cool.
A lot of like Elton John. I started with him.
I love Elton.
He's the best. What's it called? He has a good live album too from like 1970. He plays like Honky Tonk Woman.
Oh yeah, I know that one.
Yeah,
it's like
no,
11
it's a real good
1770.
One. Yeah, that
it's
one.
It's like got that massive version of Burn Down the Mission.
Yes.
Or something. That's such a good song.
I think what's it called? I think my favorite Elton John album is his second. What is it? Tumbleweed Connection?
It's one of the I forget if that's his second or like the self-titled one is his second, because nobody talks about his first one.
Yeah.
So like essentially Tumbleweed Connection.
You're right, because he has that one and then but Tumbleweed Connection.
Tumbleweed
I think
Connection's
it's his third
cool.
technically.
Tumbleweed Connection's got some great songs on there.
It kind of brings you back, I guess it brings me back to my roots, just like old Americana,
you know,
country.
That's what he was channeling on that one.
Yeah.
Like a tune like Amarina, for example. Mm. Like that's... pure Americana right there.
Yeah, I love the intro one, too. His vocals, what's that song called? Ballad of a Well-Known Gun or something like that?
I think it's that.
Yeah, the vocals on it are crazy.
Yeah, there's some cool tunes on there.
I don't want to say he's an underrated singer, but...
He is a pretty good singer, you know? Excuse me. But he's good.
Yeah.
Just Elton in general, he's got a lot of good deep tracks, a lot of great tunes in there.
I was going to say, I have What's It Called on vinyl. the two albums after that, what is it, Honky Chateau, and then Madman Across the Water.
Madman.
I got them both for cheap, too. They were good finds.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Sound real good on vinyl.
Yeah, I think, I know my mom has an old copy of Tumbleweed Connection, The Basement. I bought a new copy of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road
one
time.
Ooh, okay.
Such a good album.
Nice. It is a good one. There's one song on there that kind of is slept on that I like.
Which one?
What is it? I think that's a double album, right?
Double.
I think it's on the second one. And I'm drawing a blank. Social Disease, that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
That one's good. That's a fun one. It's a fun one to dance to.
What's the one on there? All the Girls Love Alice.
Mm.
That is a tune that nobody talks about. And for me as a musician and a drummer, listening to that one, it's the tambourine playing that makes it. It's so weird. Like, you wouldn't think, like a tambourine could make or break a song, but that one, it's driving it. It's so interesting.
Interesting.
Because do you know who Ray Cooper is?
Was he in his backing band, or was he?
Yeah. He's like this big time British percussionist, one of like a go to like pure percussion guy. He's done a lot with Elton, but
did he have the?
I think that was him.
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. Did he have that crazy hairstyle back in the day with like the bangs and the long hair?
I don't know. I know he's like been bald for a while.
Okay, so maybe not him.
He's a really cool dude though.
Okay, interesting.
But, yeah, that's an awesome song.
I don't think I've ever listened to that song. I'll have to check it out.
Oh, you should. It's great.
Yeah. What's it called? Speaking of vinyls, I know we've talked about this before, but I finally got Stop Making Sense by the Talking Heads on vinyl.
Such a good album.
Found it for $30 in a record store this
weekend. Is that a double or a single?
It's a single.
Really?
They I think they either remastered it or repressed it where it's just the whole movie.
Hmm.
But the original vinyl is just a couple of like 8 songs off of it.
Nice.
They're all still good.
Oh yeah, there's some great stuff on there. Like I've mentioned, like I've grown up listening to that album. Mm. Like those songs are like ingrained in my memory.
Yeah. It was between that or Speaking in Tongues, and I think I made the right
you
decision.
You definitely made the right call.
Because
Speaking in Tongues is great, but the energy on Stop Making Sense, like that version of Slippery People is just phenomenal.
I had the room to myself, or my whole apartment to myself. I put it on my turntable. I was just breaking it down, just vibing, just dancing. I want to bring it into the station one day and have people listen to it.
I will. Let me know when you do that.
Definitely.
I will be there.
Hey, I said that I was at New Music Committee this weekend, and I kind of threw that out there. I was like, I got Stop Making Sense on vinyl.
Yeah, I wasn't able to make new music this
Monday. It was fun. We made some playlists.
Oh, really?
It was cool.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, the last one I was there, new music is so fun, like the things
that
we do. Like, we had to spit bars for us. So we had like 4 groups of us. There were some funny things.
Mm.
Like one of the groups, because like they were pretty much all set to the beat of Can't Touch This. And I remember one of the groups, their like refrain was, less serial killers, more sex workers. And
there
that had
go.
The place rolling.
What's it called? Gustavo does a good job running it.
He does.
Shout out to Gustavo.
He makes it fun.
He does.
He makes it very fun. I think the best was the itinerary one.
I like that. That was my first one. That was a lot of fun. What's it called? Our itinerary's hanging up on hanging up on the wall on
cool.
the ops board.
Oh, because like everyone else was just like, all right, we're gonna start up by doing drugs for 24
hours.
We're
gonna
go
to the swamp and do.
And then us was like, we're gonna try on funny hats.
Yes, with the Wiggles too.
Oh yeah, iconic. It's so funny because like I was like when I was walking back, I came up with like another funny scenario to do with that. Spending the day with Green Day in Los Angeles.
There you go. 1992, 94, 93.
Really anything, you know. from what I remember coming up with it, it involved this like 3:30 a.m. cocaine time. Then
healthy breakfast.
Find Rivers Cuomo's house and egg it.
There you go.
That something about recreating the Woodstock 94 mud fight.
Mud fight scene.
I love the mud fight.
What's
man.
It called? My friend has a vinyl, and I don't know if it's like limited edition or if it's like a collector's item, but it's just their entire set on vinyl.
Really?
And it sounds really good.
Cool.
It sounds like we put it on and we thought it was
an awesome set.
Yeah, no. That whole 94.
Yeah.
Such an awesome.
94 was cool.
That was with
not so much.
Was that with Nine Inch Nails or was that 99?
I think that was
94.
If Nine Inch Nails was at 99, oh dear God, that would have been.
I know, that would have been crazy.
Imagine like them like going like after Limp Bizkit or something. Like, Trent Reznor would, like, incite a riot or something. Would.
What's it called? I'm still hesitant to call Woodstock 99 a riot. I don't think it was.
I mean, I don't know. It's so interesting. Yeah. Like, it really was building, you know? If you look, you know, what was going on in American culture at the time, like, there was just an anger there, and then kind of Woodstock 99 was just the release of it. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, they all came here this weekend, fine, and it devolved into Lord of the Flies. No, it was a building thing, and this just so happened to be the cultural thing.
Do you think we'll have a Woodstock in our lifetime?
I don't know. I mean, there might be a Woodstock 99, but not a Woodstock.
That's true.
It's so weird now, too, with, you know, like, Coachella and stuff, too. Yeah. So I don't, you know, music festivals, they're not, like...
They've been corporatized.
They're
That's
not
the biggest
they're
problem.
Not as, like, unique as they were, too.
I would like to see a big pop-up festival with, like, a whole... I don't even know who would, like, perform.
Who would you get? I know there's some big thing going on in Vegas. I forget if it's like this month or November. It's called like When We Were Young.
Yeah, that big emo festival.
Yeah, it's huge. I know like MCR is there, and it's a killer lineup, I think.
I heard that's all happening in like one day, though.
I think they added like a second day, too, because like it got so popular.
Because I was going to say, I saw that set list and saw that it was originally one day, and I was like, dude, they're going to be playing for like, there's going to be like 5 minute sets. Yeah, unless there's like six different stages.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I've never been to a big music festival.
Nor have I.
They're just expensive. That's the biggest problem.
Yeah, I haven't been to many. I really haven't been to any big music fests. I went to one over the, like a small one over the summer on Long Island. But that was great, though, because J-Rad was there.
Ooh, okay.
Jam Band Mo. Yeah, there were a lot of cool groups. There was this band Galactic, like a kind of like a funk band from New Orleans. And they were awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What's it called? We do love the New Orleans funk scene. I'd like to go to Rolling Loud. I'm not a huge hip-hop guy, but I feel like it
would
be fun.
Don't they have it in, like... the City Field parking lot or something.
I think
stupid.
So. It's like, yeah.
Man, if they could only see what goes on in that parking lot during dead shows. Mostly just balloons, the nitrous. It's ridiculous.
What's it called?
That's what's so weird about like the East Coast scene of like dead shows I've noticed. The balloons, it's huge. Even at that music festival I was talking about that J-Rad was at. This was like just like, you know, Patchogue, New York. Like maybe like, I don't know, 30, 35 minutes from my house, and whole place, balloons
That's
outside.
Crazy.
It's nuts. And then you see like 70-year-old men sitting on the sidewalk giggling like Beavis and Butthead doing it. It's just so nuts.
I saw a video of Jerry Garcia doing that.
Really?
Maybe it wasn't him, but in the Grateful Dead documentary on Amazon, it's like an 8-part series.
I didn't know they really had him back then.
I know. It's interesting. The guy looked like Jerry Garcia. It could have been someone else, but someone in that dead circle
was just puffing
some balloons.
Oh yeah, there's a guy on Long Island that's like always at like the like dead band and jam band shows who looks exactly like Jerry, but
really?
His name is Bob. So everyone calls him Jerry Bob. You know, you see him everywhere. It's so funny, even at like City Field, seeing Dead & Co.
Is he just huffing his nitrous, or is he?
No, he's just there.
Doing his thing.
Speaking of City Field, the pre-sale started yesterday.
Ooh, for the
Dead
last tour. What are those prices looking like?
Holy shit! City Field is ridiculous.
Let's look it up real
for
quick.
Like the usual. We usually get seats in like the 300s there, and usually I don't know, $100 a pop. $182 a ticket.
Is that before like fees and stuff?
That's with the fees, yeah.
Okay.
But like,
still, that's a lot. That's
I know.
Like a
even like the nosebleed seats at the back of the 500s are like $93.
Yeah, right here.
So what me and my family did, because we were all on the phone together,
because
my parents, you know, they had their computers at home, and I was in my dorm, and so we got tickets to Bristow, Virginia, and Burgettstown, PA, which is basically Philly.
Okay.
So those are like early June. So I'm done with school, and you know, from my work is just weekends. Then, but then, so we're gonna turn into like a whole road trip.
There
then,
you
like,
go. That's fun.
Go to Bristow and then Burgettstown.
That's dope.
And they're like smaller amphitheaters, so that'll be cool. And then, we didn't get City Field tickets yet, but we'll be able to find them.
Hey,
like,
dude, it's the last tour. You gotta ball out.
We'll be there, but we didn't want to spend $182.
I know. That's a lot.
I don't even know how much the Bristow and Burgettstown ones were, but at least those, it's worth it, you know, different places. But Citi Field, I don't know. Especially because, you know, two nights, it never fills up. Never. But, you know, this is the last tour, so it's going to be the hysteria. It's going to be energy. Interesting.
I'll have to talk my brother into going to one of those shows with me.
Yeah, you got to go, man. Yeah,
before they're gone. I'm sure some other band will spawn off.
Yeah, Bobby will be playing with the Wolf Bros.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Mayer ends up playing with them more or something. Yeah. Mayer's not just going to stop playing the Dead.
I'm still so surprised that they're shutting it down.
I mean, I'm surprised too. I think probably like Billy is done. So like, I don't know if it was like, you know, we don't want to call it Dead & Co. without Billy.
Yeah,
but
that's probably it, honestly. They'll probably rebrand.
You know, he was struggling, but there's going to be something.
Mm.
So I don't know what it's going to be, but I will say Bobby probably could keep the Wolf Brothers going, and he should, because they sound phenomenal.
So is that the show you went to a couple
weeks
ago?
Yeah, that was at the...
How was that?
That was awesome, man. They did the full Terrapin suite.
Damn.
Yeah, it was something. They did this really cool version of Dark Star in like the first set.
Is there two sets that night, or...?
Yeah, two sets.
Where was that again? That was in like...
Waterbury. The Palace Theater. And though Waterbury is a dump, this theater was beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
How many people were at that? I saw some videos. It looked pretty busy.
It only holds like a couple of thousand.
Okay, so like in the thousands, though.
Yeah, but it's cool. Okay. And it's even funnier because right across the street from it is UConn Waterbury.
I was going to say, yeah, UConn Waterbury is kind of pretty, actually. They made it look nice.
Yeah, it looks okay. So it was a great show, cool scene.
Okay.
Because the Deadheads, we took over the street basically. Like,
I was going to say,
outside
how was
the theater, we're like,
how was the tailgate?
We parked in like a parking garage, but like outside on like the main street or whatever, people were hanging out. There were like, you know, some vendors and stuff. It was cool.
Nice.
So like even on an October night in Waterbury, Deadheads, we congregate.
Just hanging out,
man.
Doing your thing, doing our thing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's nice. Is there like merch there? I'm assuming there's merch.
Yeah.
Gonna say, I try not to buy merch when I don't know. I should though. I should get into merch. I'm just too cheap.
There's some good stuff. You find, so the official merch is good. Some of it, the price is, but like, in the parking lot, you find some good stuff. Like I got a Dead & Co. summer tour shirt for cheap.
Okay.
Like, it was less than 20. Was there 10 or 15?
Okay, there you go. That's
that was a good
price.
Shirt. And a lot of, like, the tie-dyes you see on Shakedown Street are just awesome.
Nice.
Definitely would recommend.
I should definitely go to one of those. When's the next Wolfboro show? I'm guessing he's on tour, so he's
He's on tour right now. I don't know where he's at right now or going next.
Okay.
I know he's playing out west a lot.
Okay, interesting.
But, like, you know, the first two shows were in Connecticut, and it was like, you know, my parents call me. They're like, "It's a sign. We gotta go." I'm like,
"How was
it?
Do you think it was gonna be bad at the start of tour as opposed to the end?"
I don't know. Just, but I will say, he was dialed in. Okay. Bobby was incredible.
Good,
you know,
for him.
He was singing great. You know, doing some cool stuff on guitar. So you know, it really, the Wolf Brothers, it really like allows him to, you know, be more free and creative.
I was gonna say he's kind of running the show this time.
Oh yeah, but like the band, he's got around him.
So who's he playing with? Do you know the backing band at all?
Yeah, he's got Jay Lane on drums, who's phenomenal. Jeff Cometti on keys.
Yeah.
He's great. Don was on bass, like a stand-up bass.
Nice.
Then he's got like a pedal steel player who
does
a lot of stuff. Like, he makes his tone sound like Jerry for like some of the lines and stuff. Yeah. And then he's got the Wolfpack horns and strings section.
Oh, so he's got a horn and string section.
Oh,
okay.
My God. There or something.
Adds to the emotion.
Especially for Terrapin.
Mm.
Ooh. That was beautiful. It really was.
Damn, gotta see it to believe it.
Yeah, I know. And they do Weather Report Suite too, which I haven't caught yet. They did it the next night at Westville Music Bowl.
Interesting.
And when I heard that, I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. But I mean, I can't complain since I got to hear the full Terrapin.
Exactly,
which was just,
How long did that go on for? Like 20, 30 minutes?
Probably 20 minutes or so. It was otherworldly, man.
Yeah, that must have been a vibe.
Oh, incredibly. Like, it was just, you know, when they got the horns and strings going, you know, Jay Lane's going nuts. It sounds like a psychedelic James Bond theme.
Really?
That's the best way I could put it. Like, it's just so good.
Speaking of James Bond, have you ever seen that video on, you watch Pawn Stars? I know this is quite a
bit. I've watched like some clips on YouTube of like the fights and stuff.
Every couple months I go through the Pawn Stars tear. I just go through all the videos.
Yeah.
You ever seen that guy who played the guitar on the James Bond theme, sell his guitar?
No.
His name's like Rick. Really? Rick Flick or something Rick like that. Flick. Not Ric Flair, but I thought it was Ric Flair. Ric Flick. It's kind of sad to see.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little weird. He's just selling his guitar. He's like an old guy. It's like, oh shit, you wrote the guitar part for the James Bond theme.
Dang. That sounds funny.
I know. Speaking of shows, I'm going to a show this weekend.
Oh, who are you seeing?
It's a hardcore band, believe it or not. My buddy's got me going to hardcore shows.
Who is it?
California band called Drain.
Drain.
Drain, yeah.
Cool.
They're nice. Like a little... You into like thrash metal at all? Have you gone through that? Or is that a little...
I mean, a bit.
Yeah. They kind of sound like a mix of like Metallica and like... Just like hardcore. So like Metallica and like... What's another band?
Oh, cool.
Like Youth of Today or something like that. Nice. And so... I've been preparing myself physically and mentally. I'm going to get my ass beat at the show. But you know what?
Are you in the pit for this?
I'm going to try. I have yet to enter a hardcore pit. I got close last time, but I got elbowed and almost got crowd killed. So,
oh man, that's going to be a fun time.
It will. It'll be a much different from a Grateful Dead vibe.
Big time.
Yeah, that's why I want to go to a Dead show, because all I've been doing is going to these hardcore shows.
I saw Sublime and Incubus over the summer. I get to the parking lot, and I had been there a couple days before for Fish, and I'm like, okay, this is a very different scene. you know, being so used to going to Dead shows, it's like everyone's happy and have a good time. You look around here, it's like, okay, it's
some
different.
Some people are angry.
A lot of cornhole for some reason.
Ooh, okay. Is that Sublime with Rome, or is
yes,
that them? Okay.
But Rome is actually really good.
I've heard he's really good.
He doesn't deserve
too.
The hate he gets.
Like, does he get hate? I didn't even know that.
Some people hate him, but I think he does a great job, you know, paying tribute to Brad.
Yeah.
Is it
the two original members still, or is it?
I know it's definitely the bassist. I don't know if it's still the same drummer, but they're still pretty damn good.
Okay.
You know?
I was listening to their self-titled album last night.
Oh, so good.
Classic Pawn Shop.
Ooh,
goated
I love
song.
Pawn Shop,
I love it.
Dude.
I saw Soul Gyres was playing
Soul
it.
Soul Gyres,
yeah.
When I went to the Soul Gyres show, they did at least four Sublime tunes, I think. It was Pawn Shop, What I Got, Santeria. What was the other one? It wasn't Date Rape. That would have been epic if they did that.
Yeah.
Because that's an awesome tune. Crap, there was a third.
Was it off
one.
40 Ounce to Freedom, or was it a self-titled song?
I don't know. Oh, it was Smoke Two Joints. How could
there
I forget that? That's like my favorite Sublime song.
That's a goated song.
They
I fucking love that song.
They did that at the show over the summer, and I was like, let's freaking go! that was a good
song. Dude, that song gets me hype. I'd love to see Soul Gyres play that. I want to go to one of their house shows.
Yeah.
I should.
Yeah, man. They're pretty good. They're fun.
Nice. What's it called? Some of my friends are trying to put on a house show of their own.
Yeah.
Their band is called Dashcam. They're getting together.
Dashcam.
So, yeah.
Because, like, I've only heard of, like, maybe, like, three campus bands up here.
I was going to say.
Soul Gyres, Rock Gotti, and Wavy McGrady.
Yeah, Wavy McGrady. He was in the station the other day.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't even realize it was him. I won't say his name.
Yeah.
In case this goes out, but he introduced himself, and I was like, 5 minutes later, I was like, oh, shit, that's... Wavy McGrady, I recognize him.
Gotcha.
What's he called? Rock Gotti. I probably shouldn't say this, but whatever. Rock Gotti will be headlining that show for a dash cam, hypothetically.
Oh, really?
So it'll be a nice little house show.
Yeah, I saw them at the Sunset Series that
night.
Oh, yeah, right. You were there.
I was for a little bit, and then I had to leave a little early.
That was with that first band.
What were they called?
The
Neo Retro
Holy
Band.
Holy crap.
What an experience that was.
That was something. It was like you had knock off David Crosby, knock off Phil, and knock off Jerry up there.
I don't know who booked that. I don't want to cause a problem. But
I don't either. But it was.
I still enjoyed myself.
It was funny because we were all like laughing about it.
It's like something you'd see in a cringe compilation.
Yeah. I mean, like good song selection. I'll give them that.
Yeah, it's songs just not good execution.
Yeah, and especially because the one guy had the MIDI controller. And I was like, oh, no.
Did you see how their set ended? They got, like, kicked off, and they didn't look happy. They got asked to leave pretty
much. Yeah, it was a very weird ending. You are right. Like, it just kind of, like...
It's like they were playing, and then they weren't. And there was,
yeah, it was just like, oh, we're done.
They looked mad at each other. There was, like, two parts where that one guitar player went over to the singer.
Yeah, I don't know. It's plus you know, old people, resting
old
bitch
people,
face.
Old people, showbiz. They've probably been playing since. They probably used to be good. My guess is they probably used to be all
right. I would love
right.
to see what they've sounded like in their
in, like,
prime.
The 60s. They could have played Woodstock, maybe. Maybe they were just slept on.
When they went into Just What I Needed, that hurt my soul because that was like one of the first songs that my band and Fuego learned. And even like at our first show where we played that, it was so much better than that.
Did they play any Dead songs? I wasn't there for the first half.
I
feel like we would have remembered if they did.
If they did
they
Dead, I know they did Hotel California.
I remember that.
Cinnamon
they played
Girl
Johnny Cash,
name.
I think. They played
did
some
they?
Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah, I think like they did Ring...
Did they play Folsom County or Folsom Prison?
I think it was Ring of Fire.
It was Ring of Fire, yeah. Someone else. The first band, the first night, played Folsom County.
Yes. Folsom Prison, that's a great song.
What's it called? It got postponed till Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm kind of sad.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh, right, your show.
But my other show, yeah. Come back all bruised up
to
the Summit Sun series.
That's going to be funny.
It'll be an experience. I heard some people were dancing to Rock Gotti, too. I heard there was some side-to-side moshing.
Yeah, I was there for like the first couple tunes, yeah. But then I had to head out. But it was good.
Yeah, I'm going to miss those once they're gone. It was just a fun little thing to go to.
Do you know who's playing at it on Saturday?
I was told, and I forgot. I know... Wuss booked them this time, so hopefully
that's
it won't
good.
Be like the first band, but we'll see.
What if it would be Soul Gyres?
I don't think it is, because there was actually some drama with that, think. I guess we'll put this on the podcast, whatever.
Yeah,
from what I was told, this is just secondhand news, so take it with a grain of salt.
Okay.
Apparently someone from Stubog, which is the other organization we're doing it with.
Yeah,
Stubog. They, I think they told Soul Gyres they could play... or, like, gave our event coordinator their number without asking our event coordinator's permission in advance. So they kind of texted the events coordinator and were like, oh, like, we're ready to play. Can we play? But we already had artists booked.
Oh,
so I think there was someone had to be talked to over that,
man.
Which is too bad because, I mean,
I
want to see them play.
See them.
Yeah.
I'd gladly go.
Like I said, they improved a lot. Because I saw them last year, and I don't, like I said, I don't mean to hate. I'm no musician. I'm in no position to judge. But their Battle of the Bands performance was all right. Like, you know, I wasn't blown away. But I see all the shit they're doing on Instagram now, and they look really good. They look really, really good.
Yeah, man. Sorry, I keep coughing.
Oh, you're good. You're
good. I'm dealing with a bit of a cold. Stay healthy, kids.
Yeah, stay safe. Dude, I was sick at the start of the week. May or may not have slept through all my classes and used that as an excuse, but you know what? You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, man.
No COVID, though.
Yeah, not here.
Exactly. Yeah, not in this space.
Nah, we're good. We're good.
I'm going to get a sip of my water real quick.
Yeah, go for it, man. Woo-wee. Man, this is a good little episode tonight so far.
I know,
far.
Yeah, good chill episode.
Yeah.
What have you been listening to in terms of music recently? Dead, Ooh. Not dead?
I don't know. Really, since I got to college, it's been all over the place.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, in August, I was listening to so much Phish. Like, after going to the show, you know, like, what I would always do, coming home from work, I would put on, like, a different version of, like, their song, You Enjoy Myself.
Okay.
Like, I would do that, like, coming home, like, in August from work, and it was just... I don't know, it was very soothing after a long day of sitting out in a hot parking lot dealing with people.
Where do you work over the summer?
I sell parking passes at one of the beaches on Long Island.
Oh, I've always wanted to work like that.
It's a fun job. Yeah. You know, you see all sorts of interesting people.
And you just get to hang out at the beach all day in the sun, be outside.
Yeah,
it's the way to go.
Yeah, it's good. You know, it's good pay. You know, one of my friends worked there, so you know, we had a lot of laughs. Trying to think, what were some of the more interesting people? We had these guys show up one day. Mm-hmm. It was like a kind of like these redneck businessmen, I guess.
Okay.
They were on these They were on these, like, motor, like, tri-bike things. They're like, yeah, can we park here? And they're like, and me and my friend, because we were the only ones working there, we're like, yeah, sure. So they park there. They're riding them around the parking lot. They're like, hey, where can we get beers? And keep in mind, this was like 10:45 in the morning.
There you go.
10:45 on a Friday morning. I'm like, well, we don't sell any here, but if you go over the bridge, there's a bar called The Station, which I've played at.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a funny place.
Plugging small businesses.
Oh,
love to see it.
Absolutely. But they were nice guys, though. But no, there's been all sorts of interesting things. Like, I think it was on the 4th of July, some guy, bumped into, like, another guy's car, like, in the line, and it was a whole confrontation.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was funny, and then I had to sell one of the guys a parking pass.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's a very, very funny place to work.
Yeah. What's it called? I've got a bunch of work stories from this summer.
Where did you work?
I worked for my father's business. Oh, we remanufacture used office furniture.
Okay.
I've been doing it for a couple of years.
Okay.
Unfortunately, because I'm the boss's son, I have to do what some people would call the bitch work.
So
I worked in a sanding room for the majority of my summer, just sanding paint off of used metal parts.
Dude.
And I'd be in there listening to like Slayer, just like I'd be so like, no AC. I'd be wearing this like big, just like suit covering my face with this huge respirator on. I'd get angry in there. But, you know, I had some funny coworkers, so it's fine.
Yeah.
One of my buddies, his name is Keo. He's a character. He's 50 years old. He's an alcoholic, unfortunately. And he lives in a halfway house with a bunch of prostitutes. So he...
What?
Yeah. So he's always wants me to come to his house. He's like, what? I'm not going to say that, but, you know, he's just like, Will, you need to come to my house. We need to hang out. Like, you know, he's like, I can hook you up with anything you want. I'm like, dude.
Holy
like,
crap.
No. No. And actually, interestingly enough, he lives in Middletown. I won't say where in Middletown out of respect for his privacy and everyone else who lives there. I ran into him in the street of Middletown last semester because I was going to a show there and he wanted me to come to his apartment. I was like, you know what? I'm going to pass.
I would pass, too. That sounds kind of sketchy, if I'm being very honest.
Oh, very, very sketchy. He's also a gambler. What he will do is, he's Laotian, and so, you know, there are a lot of Laotian workers in the casino. Mm. And so if you work at a casino, you can't gamble. So he'll gamble on their behalf.
Mm.
So I've seen him come to work with $20,000 in cash, just in a bag, put it in his locker. And he's a messy guy, you know. He doesn't really clean his clothes and doesn't, like, you know, take care of himself, for lack of a better term. And I have seen him walk out of work, head to toe, sunglasses, tuxedo, just ready to go to the casino and gamble.
What a king, you know
He is a character.
That sounds interesting.
I'd like to get him on the like, just have him come up and interview him one day.
He sounds like a funny
character. He's a lot of fun. A lot of fun to work. Good worker, too. Yeah. Really good worker.
Hmm.
Good guy.
Yeah, that sounds like an interesting guy. Yeah, we should get people on the show.
We should. We got to get the other deadheads on. I should have gone to the bonfire.
I got a guy down on the island who's be really funny to talk to. He's this bass player, Chris Zeke-Bruski, and he has got so many great stories, man. He's like 70. Uh-huh. He is so fun to talk to.
Has he gone on tour with like any tours before? I love to hear tour stories.
No, I mean he's played a lot, got a lot of funny stories, but, like seeing bands and stuff. Just, you know, in like late 60s, early 70s, you know. But he's a fun guy, you know. Mm. Definitely a great good friend of mine, you know. Wonderful bass player.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him the other day. Like, he's trying to put some show together, like, on the island, so I'm helping him put it together.
Nice.
But yeah, if he ever comes up here, we're getting him
definitely
on the show.
Have him come on. I'd love to hear his story.
That would be fun.
Dude, the stories from the 60s and 70s, we got to get him before all those guys go.
Yeah,
you know, they're getting old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'll get people on. I'll talk to Cooper. I'm sure we can get him on it one day. Yeah, definitely come, like, if we do another bonfire
definitely.
Or something.
I don't know. I was just chilling in here. I don't know why I didn't go. I almost left here and went over, so.
Yeah, it was a fun show.
How was the setup? How was the backyard?
Oh, it was cool, man. You know, we had a little fire going. It was a fun night.
It's chill. That sounds good.
You know, I had some tunes on. It was good.
Nice.
So, Yeah, man.
I was a little disappointed that the music in Moon Club wasn't louder. Mm. I was there ready to hear
it's
some
so
music.
It's so funny because did you see the guy playing melodica with Rock Gatti?
Did he have a leather jacket? It wasn't Gustavo, you know.
No. Though he was in a flannel and a blue baseball hat.
No, I didn't see him then.
So that's my friend Seb, who I've okay. mentioned.
Yeah,
and he just brought his melodica and said,
"Oh,
and,
I did see it. Was the thing?
Yeah,
he was playing. Yeah,
like
I
a
did
mouth
see that.
Keyboard. Yeah, that's,
I was like,
that's
what is
Seb.
That?
It's, well, apparently the original plan was he was gonna bring his fiddle.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so, but he went with that, so that was funny. They did some good tunes. I remember them doing Stacy's Mom, which was always a fun one. My band played that a couple of times.
We usually play that when we're getting ready to go to the bar in my apartment, believe it or not. It's not my song of choice, but
yeah,
I do have some friends who love it.
It's a good tune, very well produced.
It's fun is what
song.
It is.
Oh,
it's a
yeah.
fun little
songs
song.
Like that.
Yeah. I always try to put on like some Grateful Dead music before we go to the bar, and all my
really?
Friends are like, "No." Sometimes I do.
I don't know if it's a vibe for before the bar.
It's like yeah, like right before you go, you gotta get hype, you gotta get some
yeah,
energy.
I feel like that, just like any pop punk stuff, kind of works.
Pop
you
punk
know?
Stuff is good.
So I use that, you know, like when I would drive to work in the morning. Mm. It's so weird, like since I've come up here, I've listened to like no pop punk at all.
Really interesting.
Yeah, like you know, I don't know my whole like music taste. It's just all over the place. I'm just kind of listening to whatever, you know what?
Yeah.
It's not like as specific as I was, you know.
Do you make Spotify playlists? Are you into that?
Sometimes, yeah.
I'm not into, I mean, I do occasionally. I'll
just
use
like
the playlist they make me.
I just like, you know, I got my like songs playlist.
Exactly,
like
I got the like
thousand
songs.
Something.
I was going to say, let's see how many like songs I have. Because for a while it was like 200. And then I checked like literally like a couple days ago.
Let me see here. If I press shuffle on like songs, what's going to come up right now? All right,
1,760 like songs is my number.
I'm at 1,005.
There you go.
Let's see if I press play. Yeah. Hmm.
I'll do the same.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting tunes on here.
Oh, I had Rod Stewart come up.
What song?
Blind Prayer. It's off of one of his earlier. I like.
If it was
Rod,
Do You Think I'm Sexy, I would have fallen.
That is in my like songs. I will not lie.
That's a good tune.
Here we go.
That's a great
All
beat.
Along the Watchtower from
hey,
the song
let's
You Vlog Me, number
go.
Two. That's
Dude,
such a good
that
song.
That is an awesome one. All right, let me see here. Let me just get this to load. All right, what do we got? Arro, you've got to be kidding me. We got Holiday, It's a Boulevard of Broken Dreams
there
by Green
Speaking
Day.
Of pop punk.
Oh, man.
It's better than Rod Stewart. It's much better than Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I do enjoy early Rod Stewart.
Yeah, like his stuff with the faces.
I love
cool.
the faces.
Faces.
They're so
awesome.
Good. That was my, I don't want to call them my guilty pleasure. One of my more embarrassing bands, I feel like I've listened to.
That's your guilty pleasure artist.
I'm trying
band.
To think.
Who are my guilty pleasure bands or artists? Mm.
I've been listening to some old real old honky tonk stuff, like Hank Williams Ooh. Stuff like that, and some other like lesser known artists. I don't even remember their names. I don't know why. I enjoy it for so. It's just very simple.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
Yeah.
If I had to pick a guilty pleasure artist, or like one that doesn't really fit into my music taste at all, or that you wouldn't expect, I am a Katy Perry stan.
Oh, okay. There you go.
She has some
Katy
great,
Perry.
She has some great stuff.
She does. Old Katy Perry. I've been listening to a lot of
that whole Teenage Dream. Is just so good.
I put on one playlist I liked on Spotify. It's like the 2012, like 2013 middle school dance playlist.
Oh,
yeah. I've been getting sentimental
oh
about time recently.
Dude.
Let's see if I can pull it. Yeah, here we go. POV, you're at a middle school dance in 2012.
Oh, yeah. That freaking nostalgia hits there, man.
I was talking to someone about music from that time the other day. It was just very.
You didn't appreciate that, but I didn't appreciate them, but like now it's like, oh my God. I missed out.
Music was very formulaic then, too, I feel
like.
It was just, like pop
you
music
know,
was just easy
you hear
to listen
it,
to.
You hear it now, it's just like, wow.
That's all they play. Not all they play, but they play a lot of it at the bars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how you get to people, man.
That is true. You get them feeling, you get the give him some alcohol, you give him some emotions, and you watch what happens. So,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff from there.
Definitely. Let's see what shows up when I shuffle it.
Yeah.
I don't know that song. Give me everything, Pitbull.
Yeah.
Back in the day, that used to be. Dude, my mom used to love Pitbull.
Pitbull is funny, man.
He's goated.
Like the king of Miami.
I know. It's too bad he's not, like, I don't want to say not relevant anymore, but he really isn't.
I once saw a tweet involving Pitbull.
Oh, he's got his trumpet in there. Sorry to interrupt you.
Cool.
I was like, what is that?
Nice. I once saw a tweet that said that Andrew Tate looks like if you tried to draw Pitbull from memory.
There you go.
It might have been one of the funniest cases of all time.
Andrew Tate.
He's a jackass.
I know. I don't miss his internet presence.
No, not at all. Did you see that Alex Jones has to pay like $900-something million? Yeah.
Did you see his defamation trial when they, I saw it on the news. I think this was still over the summer when he, they like, the opposing lawyer said like they found all his text messages or something.
He looked
like he was going to shit his pants, dude. He looked so scared.
Oh, yeah.
It was funny.
Oh, yeah. He is just...
He's not from Connecticut, is he? Because I know that was a Connecticut court case.
No, he's from Texas.
Okay.
He grew up in, like... I want to say he grew up in Austin or something. Which kind of makes sense.
I think the reason it was in Connecticut is because parents from Sandy Hook were suing him.
Yeah.
Which... Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. With all the shit he said, it should have been done. So.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Like, I found a video of, like, Alex Jones, like, from the 90s. His voice sounds, like, so different. Like,
really?
Much more Texas-y, but it's just got so, like, gravelly over
the years.
He wasn't
in, like, media before, was he? Like, the new, like, CNN or, like, Fox or anything
no,
like that?
No, he's never been a mainstream guy like that. From my, like, research and stuff, like, looking stuff up about him just to see, he was, like... I don't know, kind of like came out of nowhere in like Texas, like local radio stuff.
Okay.
Kind of like cashed in on like the, you know, conservative talk radio phase, like the 90s, but then, you know, brought conspiracies to it.
What's it called? My dad was a big Rush Limbaugh fan.
Oh,
can't
God.
Say that I am. But...
I hate that man.
Yeah,
well,
no.
You know, the reason I hate him so much... Have you ever heard what he said about Jerry Garcia the day he died?
No, what did he say?
Oh, man.
I've never heard that.
It's like, good, just another dead doper.
Damn.
And then it all came around because when the day Rush Limbaugh died in 2021 was on my birthday.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm like, good riddance, you piece of shit.
Yeah, we don't like Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, God, no.
Howard Stern seems to have had a little character arc.
Yeah.
Howard Stern is
cool. I listened to an interview of him.
Yeah.
It was him talking to Hillary Clinton. That was actually a really
interesting,
really cool interview.
Wasn't he a conservative guy back in the day, or do I have that wrong?
I don't know. He's been.
I think
he's,
when he first started,
he's,
he was.
He's a pretty liberal guy. You know, he said he wants to run for president.
Really? Interesting.
Like after the you know, Dobbs ruling, he was like, "This is bullshit."
Mm. What's it called? I think you wrote an article on this because I was reading it the other day. What are your thoughts? I don't mean to get political.
No, it's fine.
What are your thoughts on, I think we've talked about this before, Dr. Oz running
God.
The man himself, Dr.
I
Oz.
I did write an article on this, the
freaking
New Jersey's most famous Senate candidate.
Mm-hmm.
What more is to say that, you know, hasn't already been said? I despise
Is he even from, he's, Pennsylvania is where he's running for, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he lives in Cliffside Park, New Jersey.
I don't think.
He's
I don't know what his I don't know what his thought process is. I don't know if he thinks he can buy himself a Senate seat.
I don't
or...
know. Well, that whole race was weird because
is it over now or is it still going on?
No, well, it's still going on.
Okay.
It's the general election now. What happened was, so Trump had endorsed a candidate. And, you know, the Republican primary seemed all but over, but then you start seeing stuff of like accusations of like him abusing his family or whatever.
Okay.
So that guy dropped out. So then was like. Well, now who's going to enter? In walks Dr. Mehmet Oz from the neighboring state of New Jersey.
There you go.
Barrett gets the Trump endorsement, wins the nomination by like 1,000 votes or less.
Okay.
And now he's in the general election against Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, and it's like, oh boy, it's just he's such a bad candidate.
What's the lieutenant governor's name again?
John Fetterman.
He's bald, right?
Yes, okay. He's bald and like 6 foot like something. Huge. He is huge.
I think he's a union guy. I like him. Big time. Because I was going to say, I remember I saw one of his interviews when...
Big time pro union, pro steel worker, Western Pennsylvania dude, man. Yeah. He's got grit.
He's not already senator, is he? Or is
no,
he
he's...
For,
no, he's... He was, oh, he a, was... It's an open seat.
Yeah, okay.
So, hoping he wins... We'll see.
I've seen some of his interviews before.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Didn't he have a stroke or something? Or am I thinking of someone
else?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because my dad was trying to tell me why Dr. Oz is the better candidate because he had a stroke.
Well,
I
am, you know, is Fetterman's health a worry? Yes, but Oz is still terrible.
I was going to say, is Dr. Oz's qualifications are more
concern. The fact that we've reached a point in society where Dr. Oz could win a Senate seat, it's like,
it's horrific.
Ugh. God, it's like I've seen people say, like, oh, I miss the days where Sarah Palin was the craziest person in politics.
Yep. Hey. I hate to say that's democracy, but...
I don't know,
this
bro.
This is the democracy we live in now.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Crazy times indeed. Hey, man. No... What's the Frank Zappa tune? Ain't no way to delay that trouble coming every day.
What's it called? In the ops board, there's a, speaking of Frank Zappa, there's a picture of Jesus, but with Frank Zappa's face.
Awesome.
And I saw it, and my first thought was that it was Borat from Sacha Baron Cohen.
I love Borat.
I was like, why do we have that up there? And I was
like,
did you watch the
second Borat that Sacha Baron Cohen
I don't think
made?
I did. I watched the first one for the first time last semester,
really?
Actually, last year.
The first time I watched Borat was with my parents, which probably wasn't a good idea, mostly because of the wrestling scene.
Yep,
but
yep.
The second one is funny because, like, he stays with these two guys who are, like, you know, basically QAnon guys, and he goes and he, like, infiltrates a rally. But it's pretty funny. Well, it's the one with the Rudy Giuliani interview. I don't know.
I heard about that. I never saw that, but I heard about it vaguely on the news.
Oh my God.
Didn't he like interview him?
Like somebody in the movie interviewed him, and there was a thing of like Rudy Giuliani like laying down the bed with like his hand in his pants or something. Just look up Rudy Giuliani Borat. It's just like,
yeah, let's see if I can find
this is America's mayor, huh?
I forget he was mayor during 9/11.
And then and it's so funny too because like he ran for president in 2008.
Did he really?
For the Republican nomination. And there's a quote from
Sorry to interrupt, but I have the picture right there.
That's the one. Oh my God. Yeah. There's a quote from Joe Biden that summed up Giuliani's campaign. Giuliani, all he says is a noun, a verb, and 9/11. Nothing else. Like, he just... It's true. If you look up the Giuliani campaign, it's just... Every other word is literally him talking about 9/11.
Damn. That is... I mean, that's all he really has going for him.
Oh, yeah. Now it's just like...
He's got nothing.
Do you remember the his press conference outside the landscaping place in Philly?
Didn't he say it was going to be like the Four Seasons
at the
Hotel?
Four Seasons. And he ends up at Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
That's funny.
And they made so much money off like t-shirt sales and stuff. Like, they bought into, like, all right, we're a meme now. Let's sell some shirts.
He got knighted, didn't he? I think
he
got knighted by the queen.
No.
Years ago. It was, like, after.
Can they revoke that?
Probably. Wait, they probably wish they did now.
Rudy Giuliani. Oh, wait.
Or maybe not knighted, but he got some award from the queen.
Here's something here on his Wikipedia page. Rudy Giuliani, OCI, Order of the Crown of Italy. What?
He was given an honorary knighthood in 2002 by the late Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, my God.
Interesting. What a world we live in.
Wow. Just seeing how Rudy Giuliani has fallen, it's crazy.
I even say it's upsetting to watch. I mean,
it's
fuck Rudy Giuliani, but at the same time,
it's
like,
just like you go from America's mayor to
Donald Trump's lackey
and starring in Borat. It's like... It's just, wow. Boom.
What a time.
Some people have very interesting arcs like that.
I know.
Just, you know, you look at some people in American society, you know, loved to then hated and stuff.
His life would make for an interesting documentary. I'm excited for that to come out in 20 years.
The Rudy documentary.
The fall of Rudy Giuliani.
I wonder what the reaction's going to be like when he kicks the bucket eventually.
I don't know. I mean, it'd be conservative. There'd be the conservative liberal split.
It'd be. I feel like it would just be kind of fun. Yeah.
He should have just retired. He should have.
Just rode off into the sunset exactly. 20 years ago. Well, it'll be very interesting what that happens. Really, just when a lot of people die, just the reactions.
Like Hillary, I'm curious to see what Hillary Clinton is, her lasting legacy. Well, even like Bill Clinton with the Clinton's lasting legacy.
Bill Clinton is such a weird person to evaluate because moral compass, no. But, you know, he did have one of the best economies, you know, of, in recent memory, you know.
Wasn't he basically, and I don't want to say he was basically a Republican, but
well, he was he was also in a very tough spot because for 6 years of his presidency, he had to deal with a Republican Congress. Mm. So, you know, that was tough. You know, he was like a moderate, you know, new way Democrat. But, you know, he was, I don't know, if you just, you know, he's a very cool talking guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, no moral compass.
That's true.
But, like, even so, like, with that, you know, with the impeachment, you know, it wasn't a matter of national security. He just didn't want to say he cheated on his wife.
Exactly.
And honestly, you know, if you look at his approval ratings, it helped him. He was still, like, very popular because Americans were like, why? Why are y'all doing this?
I didn't realize he wasn't born. I always assumed he was born into money. I don't think he was.
No,
like,
he wasn't.
Yeah.
He wasn't. He was poor. Poor kid from Arkansas. Yeah.
I feel like those pictures with Epstein or Jeffrey Epstein are gonna haunt him once he kicks the bucket.
Pictures of a lot of people with Epstein. There's pictures of Trump with Epstein. There's a
Prince Andrew.
Him big time. There was a picture I saw of Elon Musk with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Interesting. Did she get off free or is she in jail now?
I don't know what's going on.
I know her trial happened recently.
I'm not sure. I gotta look that up.
Yeah, I was gonna say I wasn't following.
I know they're
closely.
Like investigating her. She might have been convicted or put in jail. I don't know. All I remember is that I remember there was a tweet by Eric Andre. Ghislaine Maxwell didn't kill herself.
I was gonna say
he's predating it. Are you familiar with Eric Andre much?
A little bit. I've seen some of his stuff.
He is something else. If you want something funny, look up Eric Andre, Alex Jones, 2016 RNC. It's like there Alex Jones outside Republican National Convention, and then Eric Andre gets on stage. He's like, they keep pushing me. I'm just trying to sign up for the open mic. And I think Alex Jones thought that Eric Andre was Trevor Noah from The Daily Show, because he's like, The Daily Show is just a Pentagon weapon.
Speaking of Trevor Noah, did you hear he's dating Dua Lipa?
Really?
That's crazy.
Him and
Who
Dua Lipa?
Who would have thought? That's quite
that
an interesting matchup.
Very interesting matchup. Wow.
Gives me Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson vibes. to an extent.
Pete Davidson. Who has it? Pete Davidson is the new John Mayer in terms of man-whoredness.
Exactly. I don't want to say he's getting passed around because that's not the most appropriate term to use.
I mean,
but, you know, he's keeping
himself
busy.
He was just with Kim Kardashian, so I mean.
There you go. Dude. That's what being funny gets you.
Yeah, I know. I mean, look, he's the definition of that. You look at him, he's like, how is he pulling, man?
Is he still on SNL, or did he
No,
leave?
He just left. A lot of people left after last season. Like, he left. Kate McKinnon left, which is huge.
Did he get, like, bad reviews or something, or was there just...
No, they just had a lot of people who were on the show for a while.
Yeah, a lot of old cast members.
Yeah.
I watched a documentary on Chris Harley. I don't know if you know who he is. He was an SNL comedian.
Farley. Farley was great.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big SNL guy, but...
They've gone so downhill, though. They're not creating anything original. They're just kind of, like, regurgitating what's going on. Like, some of the, like, the political, like, debates and stuff, like, are funny. Like, when they would have, like, Larry David playing Bernie Sanders... That was like the funny...
What's his name? Alec Baldwin was doing good as Trump until everything went down, until that whole incident happened.
Bro, you know what I saw? Supposedly, Larry David and Bernie Sanders are actually like very distant cousins.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense.
Larry David died, right? He died.
No, he's alive. He's still alive and kicking. I love...
Different thinking of someone else then.
He is so funny, man. Although, I can't watch too much Curb Your Enthusiasm because he could just get so annoying.
Really?
Larry David. He's just he's very whiny, but he's funny. Like, I'm trying to think. What was a good episode? No, there's Well, Larry okay, David yeah. is great.
Oh, he was, yeah, the guy who created Seinfeld.
Yeah. And then
should know that.
He's done Curb Your Enthusiasm, and yeah, him playing Bernie is just, it's so funny.
I'd love to see Bernie Sanders in the White House just to say he did it. just
to make him happy. I would love to see the Fox News meltdown of that. They'd be like, I think my grandma would. Our country's going to socialism.
I think my grandma would take to arms for that. She would not be happy if Bernie got elected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say, I don't agree with Bernie on everything, even a lot of things, but as a person, I think he's like one of the most genuine people in Washington.
He's genuine, he's passionate. I heard a story, I don't know if this is true, this could be fake news or whatever. Mm. I heard a story of like way back in the 60s or 70s, he got kicked out of a hippie commune for not doing enough work, and that could just be fake like Republican news, but if that's true.
I saw some, I think he's a Bob Dylan fan, I'm not
definitely.
Sure.
Definitely. Wouldn't surprise me.
I know I saw some, like, Jimmy Carter said that when he was, like, in the, like, president, he needs, like, big decisions. He would, like, listen to Bob Dylan.
Really? Interesting.
I think there was, like, an Allman Brothers concert where, like, Jimmy Carter came out in, like, 76 or, like, around the campaign. Well, because, you know, they were both from Georgia, so.
Yeah, just doing his thing. What's it called? I've been listening to a lot of, where did Bob Dylan come out of in New York? Was it, like, the Greenwich Village? Eastwood, something like that.
Something like that.
Soon. I went through a phase. I was listening to, like, what's his name? Phil Oaks? Ox? Something like that? Is he the one that went crazy?
Maybe.
I think it was him. It might be someone else. But there was one of those artists who went like crazy because he was paranoid that the CIA was following him. And they denied it for years.
Really?
And, you know, I think he went crazy and I think he might have...
I mean, who hasn't the CIA followed?
I was going to say, they have all our search histories, all our music tastes.
I know, I think like either the CIA or the FBI was tracking John Lennon.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. You know, I mean, he was overly political.
I was in New York City for the humanities trip.
Oh, yeah,
like,
how
two
was
weeks
that?
Ago.
Did you go on
it
that?
It was good. It was interesting because when we were coming back, you know, on the west side, we passed by the Dakota.
Oh, okay.
Where Lennon lived. I'm like, whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you go to the Met for that or did you just
walk
around?
We went to
around?
The MoMA.
What's that?
Museum of Modern Art.
Oh, yeah, Modern Art, yeah.
That's an interesting museum. There's some freaky shit in there, but it's
Is that
cool.
the one across from Central Park, or is that a different one? Or is that the Met?
No, the Met's basically in Central Park. This is on, like, 53rd and, like, 5th or something.
Okay.
It's pretty cool, though. Would definitely recommend. My problem is I can't look at art too long because then I start getting freaked out. I don't know why.
Yeah, makes
it's
you
just,
think.
It's just like, okay, Dan...
Here, real quick, I'm looking up Phil Oakes.
Yeah, look him up.
He killed himself because he was paranoid the CIA was following him,
denied it,
and then years later they came out and were like, yeah, actually we followed him his whole music career.
I wonder who would be somebody fun to follow right now? If you're like the FBI or CIA.
Fun or like
just interesting. Just like
Kanye.
To see some,
just to see what's going on behind the scenes.
Oh my god!
Like
you
his
know,
search history.
Kanye
just all...
is just, I don't know. I can't say I'm surprised by this
no,
though,
because
he's
I'm
always
not.
Been a jackass.
I'm not.
You know, maybe I should write about that this week.
Have you seen the thing about like his school? He started a school called like Donda Academy, and they start
You're
every
joking.
Every. I think they start. This could be fake, but I think they start every morning just with the Donda chant from
Donda,
the,
Donda.
Yeah, Donda.
Please
Donda.
Rise for the pledge of Donda.
It's kind of upsetting to watch. Like it's very what's the term? Like post-apocalyptic, utopian almost.
I'm gonna have to look that up. I don't know. Kanye is just. I don't know.
Yeah. Also, I heard he leaked the name of his kid's school. That's just like
Uh-oh.
Upsetting to do. That's just
good.
Not.
Yeah, no, he's spiraling.
Yeah.
I still remember when he announced that he was running for president in 2020, I was like, oh, no. I was like, this is just going to hand the election to Trump, and then it didn't do anything.
Yeah, I don't think he signed up in time or something like
he
that.
He made it on the ballot in a couple of states.
Okay.
He got like maybe like 66,000 votes nationwide, which the best way I can describe that... Picture three Madison Square Gardens
That's
all
a lot of
full
people.
Of people. Sold out. Picture three of those. That's how many voted for Kanye
West.
That's
three UConns. If everyone in UConn, including staff and faculty.
If everybody in UConn voted for Kanye.
Twice. Two or three times.
Oh, man. That'd be
crazy. He should run for like student government, something more realistic.
Oh, man. You know, I remember there was, in 2020, there was a Trump voter fraud hotline, and I wanted to call it and be like, I was going to be like a poll worker from Minnesota and be like, yeah, this is bullshit. They're stealing votes from Kanye West. I mean, this is ridiculous. That man should be president.
Dude, my dad still will swear that the election was stolen. That it was the mail-in ballots. It's the only reason
Joe
Biden is in
office.
I'm waiting
for my mail-in ballot for this election. Yeah, because I don't think I'm gonna make it back home. Yeah. So hopefully that comes through. At least, you know, being in New York, you know, it's easy to vote. So.
Yeah, I think I'll vote in my hometown. My hometown makes it pretty accessible to vote.
You're only like
20-30 minutes away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, with me, like, I'd have to come down for, like, early voting on
a
weekend.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, my parents are already coming up next week.
They might even let you vote up here. I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
They'll probably, like, provide you with a mail-in ballot or something
I requested one last week from the New York Board of Elections.
Yeah, especially if it's soon, yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully that comes in.
Yeah, definitely.
So, well, things, I don't know. I'll definitely have to be throwing stones a lot the way things are going.
What's it called? Who else would be interesting to follow in terms of celebrities or musicians nowadays?
Let's see.
Well, Kanye's the most problematic, so that's easy.
Kanye's
I'm trying to think
of
who's the second most problematic.
Who is problematic? I feel like Cardi B would be interesting.
Yeah, she would definitely
keep it
interesting.
There was something I saw was John Mulaney was getting interviewed by Jimmy Fallon, but Cardi B was there too. Mm-hmm. This is a really funny conversation.
Did she get arrested or put in jail for something? Or
Cardi
she, like,
B?
Caught a charge or something?
I don't know. Baby, catch it up, catch a charge. I know that's a lyric from the song WAP.
She got pled guilty to third-degree assault and second-degree reckless endangerment.
What?
She got 15 days of community service.
What happened there?
I think it was from, like, 2018, though. Like, it was before she was famous, even.
Yeah. No, she seems like a genuinely funny human being.
Oh, yeah. So I'm sure she's a lot of fun to hang out
with.
That would
be interesting. I feel like Nicki Minaj would be... That
would be interesting,
that could
too.
Be problem. Who else is problematic?
I feel like Kendrick Lamar would be fun, just because no one knows what he does in his free time.
Kendrick would be interesting.
Yeah.
Drake? I don't know.
I feel like we're pretty up to date with his life.
Yeah.
I feel like we know what's going on.
I'm trying to think of
someone who's, like, political or, like, you know.
People interest. Hang on, let me look up here. Problematic celebrities.
Yeah, problematic celebrities.
If Elon didn't put all of his life on Twitter, I would say that.
Oh,
maybe.
I was going to say, yeah. Here I guess, go. Like, Bezos, all those rich guys.
Here we go. Let's see. Who would be interesting? No, none of these are relevant. None of these are good.
Who has, like, some shady business deals? I feel like Shaquille O'Neal, like, has something going on.
Bro, Shaq doesn't move his voice.
No.
Shaq talks like this.
I hate to say
it's
this,
so
but
weird.
He's looking a little rough. Like,
yeah?
He's a big guy, so, he's got a lot of physical stuff weighing down on him, but, like, still.
Actually, wait. Follow around Rudy Giuliani.
There you go, just like we were talking about. Donald Trump.
Oh, man, just the freaking Mar-a-Lago. There you go. Hang out there. All right. Who else is there? Who is, like, causing you know what? I got a better idea. Let me go to Twitter and see what's trending.
Oh, Twitter. Lizzo might be interesting.
Yeah, Lizzo.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Entertainment. Any? No, the following a Kardashian would get annoying. This is
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, man.
Have you seen that video? Because he streams, apparently.
He streams?
Where he's just smoking on his stream playing video games. And he, like, steps out of the room and thinks he ended the stream. And he comes back 12 hours later. And he's like, what the fuck? It's still on.
I love Stu. Have you seen him, his Celebrity Family Feud appearance?
No, no.
So it was like, I don't know what, like not the lightning round, whatever the, like, the ending thing is. So they're playing, and Steve Harvey's like, fill in the blank, pie in the, and Snoop Dogg says, horse. And Steve Harvey's like, pie in the, what the hell did you say? Of course, I got no votes, but it was one of the dumbest Family Feud answers I've ever
What's
seen.
What's it called? My roommates watched Family Feud a couple weeks ago. I know I've never seen anyone watch it, like, on live TV before.
I've never seen it live. Like, I'll, like, be at, if I'm, like, at home channel surfing, like, it'll, like, I'll, like, end up on there for, like, a bit, and then my dad will be like, this is stupid. Mm. I've never heard anything good about Steve Harvey. The more you hear about him, the less you like him.
Exactly. What's it? I love the video where he, what's it? There's been a mistake video. Or whatever. What does he say?
It's oh, the Miss Universe one. That
that's
was
bad. That's evil, that, honestly.
That was funny, though. Like,
it's hilarious.
Somebody made an edit of that, and they put the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme over it. It's like, there's been a mistake.
What's it called? Imagine thinking you won Miss Universe and then just...
And then Steve Harvey takes
Steve
it away
Harvey comes
from you.
On stage. You're like, I would just let him win at that point. It's like, fuck. Like, it's too late. That's like that, what's it called? That one Grammy where... or not the Grammy, the Oscar.
Oh,
it was at La La Land and Moonlight.
That
was definitely in it, like, a attention-seeking ploy.
That was...
I think.
Yeah. And then they blamed it on Kimmel, but it was the two old folks that announced it.
No. I think it was the people who gave him the card. Like,
yeah,
they gave him the wrong card.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I think that was just an attention grab.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%. Mm. It's like the viewership on the Oscars has been going down for years anyway.
Not after last year.
Who won last year?
No, don't you remember when Will, bam, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I didn't think that was real when I saw it for the first time.
I still don't know what to think of that, if it was real.
I don't think Will Smith, I heard he got kicked out of the Academy.
He
I don't
did.
Know if that's, I don't
it's
think
like,
that
if you're Will Smith, it's like, you know, Will Smith, you know, he has a dumb, you know, he's, you know, kept clean his career, but then that, it's like, what the fuck? And then he won Best Actor that
night.
There
you go. That's kind of dope, though. Like, punching, what was it, Chris Rock? Punching Chris Rock. And,
yeah, he,
I mean, Chris
he,
Rock
he,
didn't do I mean,
he bitch slapped Chris Rock because he made a joke about Will Smith's wife, even though, like, his wife has cheated on Will Smith.
I love the memes after that. They were just clowning Will Smith. Oh, it's God. Like, he's just a...
Oh, yeah. Though everybody, though, like, most of the internet was on Chris Rock's side, which was very nice to see because Chris Rock... Love the man.
He's a good guy. Yeah. I love him in Madagascar. Oh. He's in Shrek, too, isn't he? He's in Shrek.
No, that's Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, no,
I
my
bad.
I
love Eddie Murphy, man. Dude. I remember when Eddie Murphy returned to SNL in 2019, during Eddie Murphy's monologue, Chris Rock, Tracy Morgan, and Dave Chappelle came out. And I specifically remember because Tracy Morgan, this was one of the funniest things. They were all like talking how they're making, you know, all this money from like Netflix and stuff. Tracy Morgan's like, not me, not me. I've made all my millions on the road. What, you mean from touring? No, I got hit by a truck. And
that's
I
the way
remember,
to do it.
And I saw that, and I remember seeing that just dying. Like,
do you know
holy
that if you get
shit.
Hit by a bus on campus, they'll cover your tuition?
Be right back.
I was going to say, yeah, whenever I see that bus coming up next to me on the sidewalk, like, I'm like, I could just step out and...
I could use that.
Like, it would help. That's like a what?
It's a lot.
$10,000 for the loss of your legs for like a couple months? Not more than $10,000. Like,
yeah, especially like for if you're out of state.
I was
going like
to say,
me.
If you're out of state, I'm running in front of a bus.
I know. For sure. Is it true? Now, I've seen this online. Is it true that if a college or university burns down, everybody automatically graduates with like a bachelor's degree or something?
I don't think it would hurt to try.
I've seen that floating around the internet. And to the viewers out there, we're not promoting arson or anything.
Yeah,
don't get any ideas. We're just discussing this.
Hypothetical. It's all hypothetical.
Really hypothetical. Don't get any ideas.
Yeah,
we
don't want to be responsible
for your arson.
No. It's not a call to action or anything.
No,
it's
no,
not
no,
like
no.
We're encouraging you to to burn down UConn. But like that almost did happen last year. Not the whole campus.
I'll
see if I can find a picture. Do you know the McHugh building? Right behind the Union.
Yeah, I know McHugh.
So I had a class there, and before I was just chilling in my dorm room, and everyone starts texting my phone. They're like, oh, the McHugh building is on fire. The McHugh building is on fire. And I'm like, what? And so someone's moped in front of it just burst into flames. And so the building didn't burn down, but, like, you know, the outside was charred a little bit. And the fire department came, and, you know, they're shutting the building down. And I'm like, yes, my class is going to get canceled. I can, like, sleep. I can take a nap. And my professor emails us, and he's like, hey, class is still going on. Like, find your way into the building. And so I literally had to sneak in through, like, a side door because the fire department shut it down to go into this class. And we just had it. Like, it was, like, bro, it was normal. It was... I like that professor a lot. He was a fun guy.
What class was it?
It was history of presidential elections.
Oh.
Very, very interesting class, believe it or not.
Sounds right up my alley.
Yeah.
It's been so many interesting, you know, elections in our history.
A political science class I would recommend you take is political theory and music. Very, very interesting class.
There's one that I want to take. It's all about, like, gerrymandering and stuff. Yeah, I don't know when they offer it, but at some point I'm going to take it.
The voting class are just classes voting, like, focused on, like, you know, just voting culture. They're very, very interesting. They're taught very, very well here.
Cool.
Very good political science department.
Nice.
Wish I had the chance to take some more of them before I graduate, but...
Oh, well.
Yeah, oh, well. Too bad.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so... Actually, you know, the fire alarms in Watson went off yesterday.
How was that?
Well, I was in my humanities FYE at the time. We were outside underneath Watson and, like, that overhang. And we had the fire alarms going off. And we're like, what's going on? So, like, supposedly someone was making some in M Lounge and it was, like, burned or whatever.
Or something.
Which makes sense because, like, I was down there one night watching Thursday Night Football with a friend, and some of the RAs, they made Cinnabons, and the bottoms of them were just pure
charred.
Black.
It's disgusting.
And they're like, does anybody want any? And I'm just like, you know what? Free shit. Why
take
not?
It. Yeah, take what you can get. What's it called? My freshman year when I was living in Watson, the first fire alarm or the first fire drill, whatever it was, that went off. I was in the shower. And so
hell do you do there? Like, do you just
what,
like,
am I supposed to do? I was just gonna keep showering, but it's so loud. I'm like, I need to get out of this building.
Bro.
So I just dried off and walked outside just soaked. It was humid. I had, like, no shoes on. It was embarrassing. But it was still funny. A good story to tell.
Funny.
Got a lot of good memories in Watson. Yeah, I was walking through there actually yesterday. I went to go play some basketball in that court.
Yeah, if you're ever around, come on by, man.
Definitely.
Room 216 if you ever want to hang out or anything.
216. What side of the hallway are you on?
That's like...
Because I was in 221.
221. I think that might be the other side.
Okay, I think it is the other side.
This is the one that's, like, kind of like facing towards, like, McMahon and, like...
Yeah, so you're on the other side.
But
then.
We got some interesting folks on our floor.
That's good.
The guy who won the Moon Club costume contest.
Really? Was he from Humanities?
He lives a couple doors down from me.
Interesting. Okay.
It was, like, the first guy I met up here, and he had, like, a Soviet gas mask.
I was
going to
say he was the Soviet guy. Yeah.
Yes. He's a character, so he lives down.
Do you have freshmen and sophomores on that floor?
Yeah. It's mostly freshmen. But it's a good bunch of us.
That's good. I never got too close with anyone, except for my roommate, obviously, who I live with now.
Yeah, I'm close with some of the people from there, but, like, I got you know, friends at Towers.
I was gonna say
Deadhead friends.
I was gonna say it's always good to have friends at Towers.
Oh yeah. Oh. No, I'm like,
I've made my way over to Towers a couple times. It's always interesting.
It's like most weekends, like at least one night I end up at Towers. Towers food though is underrated.
What's it called? Everyone hypes up Towers. Everyone says Towers is great.
Towers food is good. I wouldn't want to live at Towers, but going there on the weekends, it's the Wild West, man. It's fun.
It is. What's it called? I tried to drag my friends over to Towers freshman year, and they were like, what the fuck? Like, it's a stupid idea.
Towers is fun. It's, I don't know. But, like, being in Watson, too, like, you see, like, some of the other dorms, it's like, North is depressing.
North is...
The place literally looks like a prison barracks.
But what's it called?
I went in a North dorm. Terrible.
Not even the dorms. Their laundry room is literally like a sweatshop.
Really?
It's awful. Like, there's no AC there. Dude, I never lived there, but I've had friends who lived there. Just being in one of those rooms in the summer is torture. It's awful.
Where else have you lived on?
So I was off... Watson freshman year was off campus sophomore year because of COVID.
Okay.
And then I was in Garrigus last year.
Oh, yeah.
Garrigus. that might, I don't want to call it the Wild West, but it's like a secluded mountain is what it's
I
like.
I may have been in, I vaguely remember taking a walk like in there one night.
Do you know Putnam? Do you know like where it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I know Putnam.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's where Garrick's.
It's a nice place to live.
And
it's
where are you at? Hilltop?
Hilltop now, which cool. is, it's good.
Yeah?
It's good. It's a good place to live.
Yeah.
A little calmer yeah. in terms of like your neighbors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But also a lot more space to like,
yeah.
you know, do your own thing to like
yeah.
break shit, it's, go a little
like,
crazy.
Like, I don't know what I'd want to do because like, I like the idea of that, but I also like, I like the idea of like those like downtown stores, apartments, you
those
know.
Those are a little pricey. I have a friend yeah, who lives there sure. actually, and so
I'm,
I go
I'm
there.
Sure it's probably, yeah, I mean, no. they, it seems cool though, you know, because you're still somewhat close to everything.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know. It's I know it's like
I've getting, got a friend who lives
I'm
there.
I'm getting all... way too ahead of myself.
Hey, I mean it's always good to start.
I probably wouldn't move off campus till like at least junior. Or
I would say
I'll
yeah, first 2 years it's always
definitely
good to
be here
on campus.
Next. Where do sophomores even usually end up? That's what I wanted.
It's
just
a
kind
weird,
of anywhere.
I would say sophomores usually end up in like alumni for yeah. those who are in learning communities.
Yeah,
South. South is nice.
Oh,
South
yeah.
is good.
Yeah, I live right by it.
I've heard great things about South, actually, especially in the wintertime. I hear yeah. it's really nice.
Oh, cool.
Garrigus, probably. I know some sophomores who live in Garrigus.
Really?
Ideally, those are probably the best places you can end up as a sophomore.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but the downtown stores apartments are nice. I mean, yeah. they're, like I said.
Yeah.
but
because my other problem is, like, as a musician, I'd want to bring my drums up eventually, so I might need something. But, I don't want to be, like,
if you
want
to have your drums, I'd actually recommend a house. Like, get some people living in a house you can jam.
I gotta figure it out. I gotta see where I'm even at with music at that point. Yeah. So
I might be able to get you into a jam session. I'd have to pull some strings.
Oh, really?
But
let me know.
Because I don't go to them, but people I know go to the jam session.
Let me know.
So,
let me know.
I will
if
definitely keep
drums,
you.
Drums, keyboards, anything.
Yeah. I will keep you updated.